Welcome.
We've got about six folks that have joined us now, so maybe we can give it one more minute as folks are signing in and getting their audio adjusted. Susan, we've got about seven folks that have signed on. I think that's a good group to get started. So why don't you kick us off if that's okay?
Yeah, and so what I'll do is I would love to just bring you all the attendees as just I'm going to turn on your allow to talk, meaning you are now able to talk and interact with us as you need. I don't know who was able to attend our the webinar or not, or review the recording, but I think I just as a brief background, I thought we would start with the website. That is the source of all of our information. I think I even mentioned this on the webinar. Like much of that was just a copy and paste from this page and from the application. So first and foremost, I highly recommend you start with going to our landing page to learn more about the program itself. Also, from this landing page, you can access the application itself. So here's the application, and I will also drop this in the chat as the main link to the program, the initiative. So through that website, like I mentioned, I literally just clicked here. You can come to this website, and this is the application page, which I will also upload. I mean, sorry, also attach here. And then what some two of my actually I have to say is my first favorite feature is the reference copy of the application itself. I know that when I apply to grants, I like to complete it in my notes or write the narrative somewhere else before applying. I went through this in the webinar, so I am going through it quickly, but please don't let that stop you from asking more detailed questions or asking me to repeat things that I may have said on the webinar. But I just want to orient you to this incredible document because it has all the questions and you can take time to sit with it. And then here's the application itself. So I've been playing around with it. So it opened to this page. It does remember where you last left off as well. So I know I went fast, so I'm so happy to slow down in whatever way you need me to, or this is really for you all to ask questions. I just want to uplift maybe some kind of things that basically, if it's a question specific to your organization, I really encourage you to email us or just say like, hey, can I, you know, can I Can someone please help me with this? I don't want you to have to disclose more than you can. And I do feel at liberty answering questions specific about the application as no one on this team. I can confirm that no one here is going to be a reviewer. So I do think there's a nice hard boundary between that process itself. So we're going to just sit and wait for you all and take the lead from you all. April, and then I see April, then Carmen.
Hi everyone. My name's April. I run the Volunteer Doula Program at UC San Diego Health. two or three questions. I'm just going to get them in quickly. You did say that the application saves where you are. So that's actually great to note because it didn't look like that. Like there wasn't a place that said save, but if I log in with my name, it'll go back to where I've started it. Is that correct?
So I'm running into this too, and I just realized this. Excellent question is what I realize is it goes back to where I was and it's saving it, but I'm going to share a screen. I'm just noting this and we are going to fix this is there's no back button. So even though I filled it in, if I wanted to go back to a previous question, like it goes back to the web page. So we're going to talk to our tech person who built this and ask him to go back. For that reason, I highly recommend is one when create it in a Word document and then copy and paste those responses in. My next one is it's okay to start a new one if you need to. We won't if we receive three half versions and one final, we will reach out if there is any uncertainty about which one you want us to review. My last suggestion too is like since I'm running into this issue of like coming is what I would do in this case is I would clear the cookies on my using my web browser or open a new web browser on a different whatever level of tech that you're able to, because it is remembering where you're at. And on our end, for full transparency, we can see what you've entered. But if you start all over again, it will start you from beginning. But, or if you mess up or you're like, oh my gosh, those weren't the responses we wanted, then just start all over again, or we can work with you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, completely. And thank you. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give others a chance or should I just get my questions out?
Let's go get him out. Yeah, if
Okay,
that's okay. Yeah.
perfect. Another quick question. I just was reminded because you have the budget page up. Indirect is up to 15%. Does that mean 15% of the 35,000 or does that mean the 15% of the direct cost?
Do you want to, Dave, go
Yeah,
for it.
sorry, I had to unmute myself. I apologize. It would be 15% to bring you to the 35,000. So it's not
Gotcha.
going to be in addition to, but it would be inclusive in that total 35,000.
Got you. Okay, perfect. Thank you. My perhaps final question for the moment. I know we talked about this in the last one, and I'm just trying to be super clear about the 90 days because we all know it's a really fast time. So my understanding is deadline is the 22nd. You guys have your super fast turnaround, which is the fastest I've heard of in life. So good luck to you. The 27th, my understanding is awards would be the beginning of September. If it's a 90-day grant period, that would go through beginning of December, however that works, right? So that means we're at a complete zero to like net zero spend down by the end of those 90 days, but there will could be, would be, should be reporting on the 6 month or so follow-up, but that is not included within the spend down. Am I correct? Like, so the spend down happens in the 90 days. Like we need to be at a zero.
Correct.
Okay. And then that continued sharing or of any, any outputs following that is just sort of, or our projected outputs, I suppose, come at the end of the grant.
Yeah, it was a way to be able to communicate back to us so that we can communicate back. All the great work that you did and some of the results that came out of that, but giving you a longer period of time with which to analyze that as opposed to just that short 90-day window.
Amazing. That's super clear. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
And I just want to note that the grant ends on December 31st. So you've got through December 31st. So we just, we want to make sure that we're giving you as much time as possible for those the spend down and the work. Sorry, and I'll come off camera. This is Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.
April. Yeah, great question, April. So thank you. So we're hope we were we've been that's why we're giving that's why we're actually shortchanging ourselves on that review time and just working really hard behind the scenes to turn all of this around because we're trying to give you all as much time as possible.
Great question. Thank you, April. Carmen.
Hi. I actually did email you a couple days ago, but I didn't get a response. I am the CEO of a nonprofit called the Perinatal Advisory Council, or PACLAC, and we are also are one of the regional perinatal programs of California, for Southern California. And we do not actually train doulas, but what we do is to support the role, and to work with the hospitals and community-based organizations, public health, in trying to promote doulas, in understanding the role of doulas, in helping facilities incorporate doulas. And so I just wanted to make sure that it was appropriate for us to apply for this grant.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Carmen. Yes,
Okay.
yes.
I
We,
just wanted to
you know,
be clear.
we know that this is an important piece, is getting doulas into the hospitals and getting that relationship built. That's part of this, and ensuring that there is that, you know, support in building those relationships. Because it can be bumpy and not smooth, and we have examples of that in our state.
And especially working with hospitals that have under-resourced, do not have the budgets or the infrastructure that we see in our smaller community areas that really have the need and would like to, but don't have the ability to. So,
That's
okay,
right.
great. Thank you. I appreciate that clarity. Okay, that was my only question, really. Thank you.
Welcome, Rebecca. Hello.
Thank you. I see my questions actually in the chat as well. I'm wondering if we can apply under a fiscal sponsor.
So, can you give me, Rebecca, and I know that, and I'm going to say Miss Thomas because I don't want to mispronounce your first name. I know you asked the exact same question. Can you give an example of the way that you would be coming through the application process? Like, what would that look like?
Yeah, there's not a lot of room in the application form to really get into this. So I think that's what part of my concern. It's their really tax ID, right? That's the 501c3. We don't have that designation, but we operate under their umbrella. So, you know, how can we incorporate that into this application form, or are we even allowed to?
So my opinion would be, if you're going to apply under that 501c3, where they are going to be the organization that's going to be the awardee, or I guess I should say the applicant and then the awardee, that would be basically, it sounds like you would be in some sort of a contract capacity with them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be fine as long as they are the applicant and the awardee.
Okay. When I'm, you know, describing the organization and all of our work, I'm referring though, right, to the smaller organization that doesn't have the actual 501c3. So I'll try to fit all that into the wording space.
As someone who has worked a lot under the fiscal sponsorship as a smaller group, so we're not our own organization, I totally understand the quandary you're in. So, if I may, is absolutely describe the work of your team that is working under the fiscal sponsorship, not the fiscal. You don't need to describe the work of the fiscal sponsor themselves. I think it gets a little stickier with the financial documents. I think they would be able to provide, again, documentation of your team, but we did create space. So let's say if your team might not do that, it sounds the fiscal sponsor themselves are taking fiduciary responsibility for you. And in that way, I think their documents can support the credibility of your financial situation. And in the application, we have put a little bit of language is saying if you need to offer more explanation, or if there's more to that, then that is a space, it's an upload. So you just might want to write like another document explaining. But if I may, is in the past, our fiscal sponsor has offered information about our team finances specifically. They have also offered information about them. So a good fiscal sponsor would know what to do. And that's when I got to that section. I'm like, Dave, figure it out, because I just like copy and paste the language from the application, and then the fiscal sponsor team I work with like creates a bunch of documents for me, and then they like everybody seems to know, everybody seems to work it out. So I don't know if that helps you, Rebecca.
It does. I'll ask them for a little bit more. Thank you. I appreciate that. May I ask just one more logistical question? I
Really?
haven't been able to hit the limit. Is it 2,000 characters with spaces or without spaces?
I think it's with spaces. Yes, yeah, unfortunately, it's with spaces, yeah.
No worries. Just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
We've got
I have
Martha.
a quick question. My business partner and I have this business, and I am actually buying her out kind of in the middle of this by the end of October. Is that going to count against us towards this?
I would say no, and it would be whatever your structure is at the moment in time that the application was submitted and potentially was awarded.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll just chime in. Hi, everybody. It's Anna Sutton. I'm the project lead for California Maternal Health Innovation. If I didn't meet you last week on Friday, I think we have two more hands raised. I just wanted to remind everybody that we are recording this TA hour, and we're going to post it within 48 hours, business hours, on our website. So if you do need to, jump off and attend to anything else, please feel free because everything will be recorded.
I apologize. I don't know the order, but I do see Sheila. I allowed you to talk. That sounds awkward, but I brought you over if you want to ask a question. I also see Martha. I'm going to click you on over to a permit talking.
Hello,
Hey.
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for hosting this question and answer section. I'm representing my group called the Leadership Council for Black Self-Care and Wellness. We're hoping to apply for the grant to create a training, a trauma-informed care training in partnership with doulas to train doulas to work with Black birthing people and their families is our hope. The hang-up that we're having is we just became a nonprofit in January, and so we don't have like a long fiscal track record, and so we were just hoping for some ideas of how to show like we'd be like a responsible entity in that regard for the application process.
I would suggest, Sheila, and I think we covered this on the initial webinar, is send over whatever financial statements you have, whether audited or unaudited. So it sounds like you've only got 7 months in the books, and congratulations on those 7 months, by the way. But send over a balance sheet maybe at June 30th of 2025, which signified 6 months, or July 31 of 2025, just so we can get an idea of how you're tracked, and then also the formative documents, so the articles of incorporation when you became a 501c3, just so we can eyeball those as well.
So this would actually be the first dollars that we would get. So we've been just working off of like money gotten from an organization that helped establish us. So it's not our own money. So this would be the first dollars that we would get if we didn't get the grant. So, but we do have like the articles of incorporation and things like that.
Yeah, I would send whatever available documentation you have so that we can include it with the application package and get it in front of our reviewers.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And congratulations. I think this type of grant is we're just hoping to uplift and help build what you've created, Sheila. So one, just that's so exciting. And two is it's our hope that we've designed this process to support individuals and organizations just like yours to build and grow. So thank you for your interest, Martha, and then I see Erica.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Oh, great. Okay. I'm excited.
We're excited too. Now, yeah, just kidding.
I hear about this. I hope I'm not late when they told me, hey, this is going on. Okay, my name is Martha, and I'm a doula, a certified doula of California. And I started this organization to train doulas 7 years ago. When everything started, when I found out I was not by myself. So the area where I was trained, it was for Spanish Latinas. So when I started this in a short story, I didn't know where to reach, where to go, and suddenly it was going to disappear because we didn't have no money, we punt. So what I did is with my own money, with my own pocket, with my own work, I start seeing the needs in different hospitals. So I got to be a volunteer in the general hospital to see more what was the needs. So short story is during all these years, I say, okay, we need to create an organization. At that time, they say you need to be a nonprofit. So I learned what it was, where it was. So I create the Latin American Latin American Association of Doulas Care. So I start getting more into what to do in different programs. Then I find out that we were training doulas, and we were always asking for places at the library, at the house, and some organization they would lend us the place. So Martha came up to a little bit of fun on my own, on my family business, and I create Casa Doulas Training Center. And it's been there for 5 years. It has a place in San Francisco. Non-organization Catholic had a space, and they were gonna close it. So I came in and I told them my plan, my project. So I leased the place, and we've been training at least 80 doulas, Latin Americans. So this is my program. This is my project, and it's already built. So what I did is, out of all those doulas that I've been training with midwives, certified with license, mothers come over and they take like yoga classes, mentally, emotional, and so on, with different programs that I reach. At this moment, I'm about what else can I do? What else? How can I get funds? Because my pocket, it's already empty. So the big space is there. I'm leasing the space for other programs so I can support that place. And it's already furnished, it's already done. I don't need nothing because everything is there. I want to keep the doulas. I made this group of doulas, 12 of them, specialists of what they already are. They're nurses, they're therapy, they have other careers that they had in their country, but here, obviously, they have to go through another training. So I said, okay, I'm going to create these 12 doulas that I know their skills, and I'm going to train them with the doula training and certify them so they can help us train more doulas. This is the next step I'm going to do. But my funds are no longer. I have to work most of the time so I can bring the money in, and I don't want to close this program. The nonprofit, it's registered, and Casa Doula, it's registered. And the 12 girls that I have right now, they've been training with no charge, no charge. And I can't go forward anymore. So I'm here asking, what else can I do? Where can I get the funds? How can I create this program? Where can I reach? This is
well, yeah, I thank you. Just thank you for all that you've done for your community. It's you're incredible, and so much of yourself, and you've given so much of yourself and the work, not financially, but just emotionally, physically, all those things. And I mean, I think that's exactly what doula work is.
Yeah.
So to your point, so some of the areas is absolutely speak to those communities, the unique communities that you're served. Name out loud every single different type of like Latino community you're serving, Spanish speakers, migrants, undocumented. Name all of those groups. It's designed that if I know that we, as you do your work, you just see people, but we are obligated to report all the ways in which we're reaching these different communities and individuals. And we also want to hear from you how you're doing it, because we absolutely, this is exactly, this grant is designed to invest in individuals like yourself. I think the challenge is bridging and helping us understand, and you honest, and to be real, is you don't know what we need to know. And so what I'm trying to share with you is tell us that. I'm hearing that there's concern about that financial background. Tell us about that history. You know, if you need to just write it down or audio record it exactly like you did just now, and just like speak it into a microphone and upload it to the files, like do that. Like Dave was saying, Artists of a Corporation, help us just understand the history and stability of your organization, so that we know that this is an investment in something that's already incredible. You've told us in words, and I'm not on the review committee, so I'm moved. But so I don't know if that helps you to understand, and absolutely tell us about everything you've said. Tell us about that in this grant, and I do believe everything that you're doing is in alignment with what this grant is, and we hope to support.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited, and I hope I was not late.
You were not. You're fine.
Thank you very much. I will follow up, please. I'm going to be hanging there.
And Martha, yeah. Also, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but we are also on our last call in the webinar. Is we understand that some individuals are being able to express and share their work in different languages, and one that came up was Spanish. Right. And we said yes to being able to support Spanish submissions. So if you are able to bring voice to the work and it's in Spanish, we're on the background with our reviewers working to ensure we can support those submissions.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Thank you for being there for us.
Of course. Erica, please forgive me if I pronounced your name
incorrectly. You said it correctly, Erica.
Thanks.
So I just wanted to get make sure I understood correctly with the previous question regarding, I've been operating under my sole proprietorship, and that is where my financial documents are, but we recently started our LLC. So just attach the profit and loss statement or bank statements from the sole proprietorship to the application, correct?
Yes, and I wouldn't even say bank statements. I would say just the
statement.
Financial statements, P&L,
okay.
Balance sheet, those types of things, that'd be perfect.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I understood correctly.
Any other questions?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Ailea with Frontline Doulas. And this is just an overarching question, but I'm curious if there's anything nuanced that isn't necessarily written that the panel that's reviewing the grants is looking for and how we should articulate our story and our mission and vision, that you can kind of advise, because what's the necessarily sweet spot so that it's not just a very dry, direct, like, what is something that we should be focusing on within the grant and the storytelling of our organization and how we support, that you can kind of illuminate for all of us applying. Thank you so much.
That's well stated. I love that. And as somebody who has also had to navigate systems where you're like, that was, you know, you were judging me on that. You didn't say that. I love how you framed it as nuance, but sometimes in some situations, there's unwritten rules, hidden rules, unwritten rules of engagement. Having had those experiences myself and knowing that we are being incredibly intentional about being as transparent as we can be with how we're are the rubric and the grading. So on the application itself, we do say, I'm going to share a screen with you all. We're very specific about success and training. So when selecting entities, we're prioritizing this. So we have literally written the rubric around these. I'm being also transparent. It is a scale. So the degree of success in training doulas from 0 to 1, and so each of these are literally written verbatim on that rubric. Opportunities, like I shared earlier, for more points per se is naming the different types of subgroups that you're interacting with. So again, unfortunately, you know, I know you all serve people for like who they are, but you know, as a part of this grant, we are obligated to name populations and communities. Also, we want to be sure we are reaching all the corners of marginalization and work. So all that said, if you are serving migrants, if you are serving individuals who are parts of special populations, and if it's just one, I know in some rural communities it's hard. The numbers are smaller. I would explicitly name those. For full transparency, we are also looking to fund doula organizations across California. So we do want that representation across the state. So if you are serving in urban, rural, suburban communities, name that as well. And while we are, the other part is, I think that this is also true, is we also, this is about enhancement. So we really want to build on what you've done. So show us what you're doing, show us what you've done, but also show us what you're going to do or how you're going to continue to build and use this money to invest in yourselves. And this is on the application, so I'm going to stop sharing. So please, if you need it, you can find it on the application and on the website.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And then the last question that I have is, I know that the funds must be used within 90 days, December 31st, but I wanted to confirm regarding the reporting. Is that 6 months, or what is the deadline for that? Is it also within that 90-day period? Can you elaborate on that, please?
I believe the reporting deadline is end of the first quarter 2026. Is that right, Susan, Leslie?
Yeah. We want to make sure that we've got some reporting before the grant ends. And then we know that it's going to take time if you're working on doula recruitment to be able to report out on the number of doulas that actually got signed up or improved their access to the doula payment system successfully. So we want to be able to give a little bit of more wiggle room, but we're still needing to get some numbers to report back to the feds. And so we have outlined what I think is reasonable as far as timing with the report outs. So Susan or Anna, refresh my memory on exactly the questions we were asking by when.
Yeah, I'll just jump in. We actually haven't worked out the reporting timeline yet. It's going to be survey form, and and it's just going to be a drop down. So complete the work in December, and once the awardees are selected, we will share the survey of the information that we want to collect. Some of it is going to be just process. How much have you done up until December 31st? And then after December 31st, and those questions will be shared with you once the awardees have been selected, the questions that ask about really like, and then what happened? You know, did you end up training those 12 doulas? Were you able to actually, you know, expand your reach and do however many trainings or establish, you know, the outcome of that time? That will come after December 31st, but you're going to know ahead of time what those questions are. In full transparency, we have a report that is due to the feds for this grant that really asks about like, how's your progress going? So we're just curious about where we want to be able to tell the story that we were able to fund X number of organizations representing those parts of California. And from each of those awardees, you know, how have things been going the first 90 days? And then afterwards, we'll have some information that we're going to ask you about. Ultimately, did you achieve your goal? There's no right or wrong answer.
And if it's the beauty of this is these numbers are really about collective impact. So it's not necessary. We acknowledge that some of these dual organizations are in rural communities and you might not be able to reach as many numbers as an individual in Los Angeles. Also is if we are absolutely willing to work with you, if you are unable to figure out how to get those numbers report. And the other side too, is I think you're looking at four individuals who've had experiences in public health. We know that change happens really slowly. Again, we will work with you in figuring out how to get those numbers, and also happy to work with you of talking through of like, you know, I don't know if I can reach those numbers or what does that mean? And I did what I said I was going to do, and we're struggling in this way. It's a conversation and it's a community, and that's what we hope to use this funding for.
And I'll also chime in here as someone who used to work in the local health departments, and I had small pilot projects. What's really important here is the learning. It's the relationships that you build from the money that you are able to receive, what you've gained in terms of building your own capacities. We know that this is it's an enhancement. So we're asking you to grow bigger and beyond the what you're currently doing. There's always going to be some sort of learning from that. And so those things are more important to us to understand that every inch you go forward, you are gaining. You're gaining and learning. And so those are the things we're really interested in you reporting to us ultimately after the project is completed. For January's report that we would like to get some basically number counting, those are really just to make sure we're moving forward and we've done our due diligence.
We have one question in the Q&A. It's about for the financial, is 990 easy postcard accepted for newer nonprofit? Second question, will there be future grants or does it end after 6 months? So maybe the 990 easy postcard?
that's accepted for your organization, yes.
Okay.
You want me to answer the future?
Yeah, thank you.
If we had a crystal ball, this process would have been so much easier. This money is coming from our federal government, and it's coming specifically from a division that is no longer are, you know, in place. And so we do not know the life of this grant, and we are extremely hopeful. We have had positive input, positive responses about the intent behind the dollars we've received for California, but there's no guarantees. And so as everyone, I'm sure, is, we're all in the same boat, that we are moving forward as fast as we can with the security and the notice of funding awards that we have in hand. And we're hopeful that we will be able to think into the future about another round of funding. But right now we're unable to do that.
I'm not seeing any other questions, but we did commit to staying on till 12. I don't know if there's anything else, like, or you just want to, I don't know, learn about us. Learn about, maybe Dave, you can tell us a little bit about Moms Orange County as a, and the role that you're playing in this grant.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Susan. Happy to do that. Just so excited to see everybody and all the responses to this project. As Leslie mentioned, you know, this is a project which we are hopeful will be going on and on, but again, you never know. So I'm the CEO of Moms Orange County. We are centered in Santa Ana, California. We have been serving the community for 33 years with a mission of helping families have healthy babies. So we do that through a variety of programs, including two core programs, which are home visitation, or what we now affectionately refer to as in-person or hybrid telehealth visitation. Thank you, COVID. And then also health education programs. But recently, we have added some in-house mental health programs. We also have a program called Thriving Relationships, which helps our families that have experienced or are experiencing domestic violence. We have programs for fathers, programs for grandparents, programs for entire families, because we recognize that, especially nowadays, the family unit is so critical to the development of these newborns and all children. And it's not just the traditional family unit anymore. It really does take a village. So we are happy to be part of that village and support the families in Orange County.
I'm happy. We failed to introduce ourselves. I'm a horrible host. I'm Susan Perez. I'm a contractor with the Maternal Health Innovation Project. I do a lot of work in maternal health, specifically in the space of birth equity. I'm here in California, so a lot of my work and projects are in California. And I also have the privilege of doing some national work, measure development, as well as some work in Louisiana, of all places. Anna, I will hand it over to you to introduce yourself.
Sure. So, hi, everybody. Anna Sutton. So, I just came to CMQCC, that's here in Palo Alto, housed in the Stanford School of Medicine about a year ago. Prior to that, I spent the last 25 years of my career as a public health nurse in San Mateo County, Yolo County, in Santa Cruz County, in nursing and home visiting. And I've always been in maternal health, maternal child and adolescent health. And I have two teenagers. I recently graduated my 18-year-old. My 19-year-old is off to junior college, and my 18-year-old is going to Santa Cruz to be a slug, a banana slug in the fall. So I'm a mom, two dogs, many foster cats. So that's me. And just a personal note, I wish I'd had a doula when I had my babies. And both were high-risk pregnancies. They're thriving now, but really appreciate all the work that you do.
And I'm Leslie Kowaleski, and I'm the executive director of CMQCC and CPQCC. and just working to bring these two siloed collaboratives together after decades of success into a integrated unit in order to really truly achieve improvements along the continuum of perinatal care. And we have a lot of opportunities that we have embraced and overcome, but we know that we can be stronger if we're really looking at the mom baby unit over time. And just, you know, delighted to have all of you join us in this adventure. And this grant is an opportunity for California. It is done in collaboration with the Department of Healthcare Services, the Maternal Child and Adolescent Health Division in Sacramento, as well as the Office of the Surgeon General. When we applied for this grant, it was a grant that I was just scratching my head going, this is not ours. This is a state grant. This is a state opportunity. And the state came back and said, there's no way that we can apply for this. We're not nimble enough. And we would support your application as long as this is a shared governance opportunity. So with true commitment between the organizations at the state that I just outlined that continue to meet weekly, we have come together to build this grant infrastructure that is truly led by a steering committee. The steering committee applied for and was seated and really was at the start of our thinking about how this work should unfold. And so we have just finished a round of public reporting on our strategic plan. And that public input is helping to shape that work. We've got multiple subcommittees that are forming, and we know that there's going to be more and more opportunity to come together. So if you are not selected in this work, unfortunately, we don't have money for everyone. Please don't feel like this is the only way that you can engage. If you go on to our maternal health innovation website, and I'm hopeful, Anna, that can be dropped in the chat, there is an engagement application, and please join us as we do this work. This work in California is hard, and it takes everyone working together to cover the geography, the populations, and the simple need that we have in our state. We are California. People follow us. What we do goes east. And so we're really excited about this funding and the opportunities that are going to unfold as we march forward, hopefully over the next 3 years and counting. Hopefully this will not be our last round. So we're counting on longevity and finding other ways to actually enhance our funding. So thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. There was a question earlier about the scoring and the rubric. I did mention this during our webinar as well, that we wanted that the reviewers on this is so while they're going to respond. And again, we're being very transparent about the categories in which they're responding. But I also want to know that the project team and the steering committee is absolutely committed to ensuring those reviewers represent the communities and the identities of the doulas and the individuals that we hope to fund. Also, the individuals who are deeply embedded in the doula committee community. I'm actually really excited is some of the thought leaders who have been so instrumental in moving doula work forward in California, ranging from funding the initiatives to invest in doula growth and enhancement to the people who have shepherded policy through our legislation and people who are on the ground doing the work. Those are the people who are reviewing their grants, and they are so, so excited to, one, know there's so much enthusiasm, and I do see this is like a product of all that hard work. I'm saying all this to be transparent about the type of individuals who be looking at your grant. And I always like to know the audience I'm writing to. So that is your audience who you will be writing to in this application. there any more questions? I mean, yeah, thank you. I look forward to seeing you. Oh, one question. Fantastic, Sharon.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I've been listening. I'm Sharon Williams from Fresno, and I work along with the Leadership Council of Wellness and Education, working also with Jewel of Justice. And we are working with the doula population. What I wanted to know, I think you kind of answered it, Lisa, or was it Anna, of the process of selection. Will you not, because it's so competitive, is there a cutoff for you all as to how many applications you're actually going to receive, and would you be cutting it down to the top three, or how is the selection process? That's my.
I can. So, we will review all applications. In fact, if we have email language that we will confirm receipt of a completed application, and we will also send an email saying, hey, it looks like you have an application pending or incomplete. Nudge, nudge. It's due in a week. So we are doing all we can to support you in that way. Depending on the amount requested by each doula organization, so we're asking that people create budgets between $25,000 and $35,000. That will allow us to fund between 10 and 14 organizations.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. So just as a reminder, there's many ways to get a hold of us. First and foremost, please visit our website. Frankly, as we are doing our best to keep to those that information and that and navigate with transparency and everything that we are working from and developing materials is from that website. Also, we do have an email info@cmqcc dot org, I believe. And I don't know, Anna, if you could put that in the chat. We are trying to commit to a 48-hour working day turnaround. And that said, we have so much enthusiasm. So we are doing our best. We have like multiple people watching that email. And anytime a question comes in, we are also, there is a process of finding the right person to answer that question and also being intentional and thoughtful about how we answer that question. So if it's slow, it's not because we're not caring, it has everything to do with our intentionality and consistency and commitment to doing right by you all. So again, there's that option too. And you can also come back to these recordings. Anna mentioned at the start that this recording will be available to you all within 48 hours or 2 working days. So I think I'm gonna, if I may, is I might just take liberties and call it. And thank you again. You all know how to reach us, and I'm so grateful. We're all just over the moon with the interest and enthusiasm. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.